फिर शीस पकड़ क्यों रोवत है
जाग मुसाफिर भोर भई अब रैन कहां तो सोवत है उठ जागे
ओ
आत्मा कह व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन स्थूल सूक्ष्म कारण शरीर सती तत् आत्मा वेरी गुड तो हाउ मेनी थिंग्स वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन आउट ऑफ दिस स्थूल शरीर वी हैव सीन सूक्ष्म शरीर वी हैव सीन What is sthul sharir? You can see your books also. Ayatanam. Vinishyati. So there are four things there. First thing, what is the material cause? Material cause is panchikrit pancha mahabhut, grossified pancha mahabhut. And what is the efficient cause? Efficient cause, sat karma janyam. Why it has come into existence? Because of the sat karma janyam. What is its function? Bhoga ayatanam, it's a body, it's a house, it's an abode where you will have the transaction of sukha and dukkha. And then, What are its properties? Asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apachiyate, vinashyati, khatam. And what is sukshma sharir? Sadhanam, the difference is sadhanam, sukhadukadi, bhoga sadhanam, then? Prana, manascha buddhai. So that's the one. There it was said, etat, this is the gross body which you can see. But there, etat word was not used in the subtle. And what is the material cause of this? Apanchi Kriya. It is again Panch Mahabhut, but in the nascent form, in the subtle form, before the grossification, which we cannot perceive with by our organs of perception. What Panch Mahabhut we are perceiving now is grossified, gross ones. So subtle body is made of subtle elements, subtle five elements. Gross body is made of gross five elements. Five elements are same. And the efficient cause of both is Sat Karma Janyam. You have done Sat Karma, for that you have taken this body. Sat Karma Janyam. And it is Bhoga Sadhanam, not Ayatanam. Sukh, Dukkha are experienced in subtle body. Bhoga Sadhanam. And it constitutes of 17 items. Five organs of perception, five organs of action, Pancha Prana, Man and Buddhi, 17 items. And it was never stated Vinashyatiti in subtle. Asti, Jayate, Vartate, that is not applicable there. Gross body we see being born and being cremated, that we see. But the subtle body, we don't see. So that means the subtle body which we have got now is traveling for many, many lives. It is made of subtle Panch Mahabhut. It will disintegrate at one particular time, and that time is when you get realized. After that, like the gross body disintegrate into Panch Mahabhuta, similarly this subtle body will also disintegrate. Otherwise, if you are not realized, continues. So the question is, are we realized at this moment or not? No. Why? Because we are born. We are here. But we can get realized in this birth. Now comes the Karansari. And this body has got five organs of perception and five organs of action we have seen. In this BMI chart, where is this gross body? Can you say where is gross body, where is subtle body? Body is gross body. B stands for body, is the gross body. And MI is?
The subtle body.
Subtle. And what is PFT?
The ego.
Ego. Ego, where it will go, in the subtle body or the gross body?
Subtle body.
Why?
It is associated with the mind.
It is associated with the mind and you know. Very good. Where is Ahankar in the MI? No, in Buddhi. Ego. Ego is in Buddhi and Smriti is in mind.
Huh?
Chitta goes into the mind and Ahankar goes into intellect. So mind and intellect in the 17 items, that includes Chitta and Ahankar. Ahankar goes with the intellect and in mind is the Chittam, memory part. Done. Pancha Prana, it will come later on. Man and Buddhi, it will come later on. So out of the subtle items, we have covered only five organs of perception and five organs of action. Now we come to the Karansarir. And you should be very attentive today, because it is abstract, is very subtle. It is subtlest among all three bodies. How many bodies we have got? One, gross body, sushma and karans, three bodies. In these three bodies, this Karansari is the subtlest. It pervades other two bodies. It pervades other two bodies means it controls other two bodies. It controls two other bodies means, according to the vidya, according to the vasana, other two bodies function. Where is the causal body in the BMI chart? V. V is the vasana. Vasana or avidya is called the causal body. So vasana is the cause of two bodies, gross body and subtle body. And according to the vasana, both these body function. They are controlled by our vasana. Each person acts according to his vasana. So they are the controller. Very good. What is the definition given here? Let us read the definition. Karan sariram kim? Anirvachya, anadi, avidyarupam, sarira dvayasya karan matram, satsarupa agyanam, nirvikalpak rupam, yadasti, tat karan sariram. That is karansari, that is the causal body. Causal body means the cause of other two bodies, is the cause, causal body. Anirvachya, it cannot be defined, but the still definition is given by Shankaracharya. The first word of the karansari, that we cannot define it, we cannot explain it. Anirvachya. Next, anadi, it is beginningless. There is no beginning of this. We can't say a date. Our avidya started on this day. Our ignorance started in this day. No, we can't say. Avidya rupam, it is of the nature of ignorance. Ignorance of what? We'll see it. Sarir dvayasya karan matram, it is the cause of two bodies. What are the two bodies? And what was the word used there, the efficient cause of these two bodies? Satkarma Janyam. There it was said that the cause of two bodies is Satkarma Janyam. Here the cause is said? Karan Sarir. We'll explain how this is to be understood. Karan Sarir Dvayasya Karan Matram. Sat Sarup Agyanam. Sat Sarup. My own true nature, agyan, I am ignorant about my own true nature, satyam. Nirvikalpak rupam, there is no distinction, there is no difference in that. Yad asti tat karan sariram, that is called karan sarir. So we start with karan sarir is abhidya rupam. So out of all these words, we start with the first word, abhidya rupam. Abhidya. Here avidya stands for ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of my own true nature. This. I don't know my own true nature. This is my Atman. I don't know my Atman. That Atman is Purna. It is complete. But I don't know. That Atman is Satchidananda. But I don't know. I don't experience any Ananda. Do we experience any ananda, permanent ananda? No. We experience little bit ananda, but that is not permanent. Avidya rupam. I don't know my true nature. My true nature is Satchidananda, but at this point of time, I am ignorant of that. I don't know. And this ignorance has no color, no shape, no size. In earlier two bodies we have seen, they have got a shape and size. Panchikrit panchamahabhutaikritam. And another it was apanchikrit panchamahabhutaikritam. But here the material cause, there is no material cause. It's not made of mahabhut. It is avidya rupam. And who is the locus of this avidya? I is the locus of avidya. I am ignorant. This ignorance cannot stand without me. The locus is me. I am ignorant. So ignorance can't stay without me, but I can stay without ignorance. So the locus is I. This avidya has got two adjectives. One is anirvachya and second is anadi, anirvachya. This avidya is anirvachya and anadi. Vachya means which can be explained. Nirvachya means which can be well explained or explained with determination. Nirvachya. Anirvachya, which cannot be explained, which cannot be defined in a particular way. This is important. This cannot be defined in a particular way. That is why we are calling it anirvachya. You see, the nirvachan can be done in only five cases. You can describe a thing only if the five things are there. You can describe a thing by name, by jati, by guna, by sambandha, and karya. Suppose I say, take one name, I want to identify one person, say Ram, not Sri Ram Chitti. And suppose in the audience there are four Rams. May so happen, Ram. Then I will say, Ram, who is a doctor, Gun has come, right? Very good. Now out of four, there are two doctors. Both are named as Ram. Then I will find out Kriya. Who is the cause of this Ram? Father. So now we can distinguish. Son of so and so. Then Jati. Ram may be American, Ram may be Indian, Jati. Then again, Sambandha, how this Ram is related to other. This way we can define anything. But here in the case of ignorance, we cannot define. You can define Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. You can define. It is easy to define. Anything gross, it is very easy to define. A table, you can easily define its length, breadth, height, four legs, flat, color, you can shape and size, you can define it. It becomes more difficult to define a emotion. More difficult because it is subtle. But that emotion is also related to mind. And subtler than mind is causal body. Vasana is more difficult to define. And subtler than causal body is Atman. That also is very difficult to define. So we cannot define it in a particular way. It's a technical word, anirvachya. Can we say this avidya is sat? What is the definition of sat? That which stays for three periods of time is called sat. Can we say this avidya is sat? No. Why? It can be removed. It can be removed. Any point of time it can be removed. Avidya, ignorance can be removed by vidya, by knowledge. So we cannot call it sat. This avidya, this ignorance is not sat. Can we say it is asat? We are seeing the effect of avidya. We are suffering. We are seeing the effect of avidya. So we can't say asat, it is not there. According to the definition of asat, what is the definition of asat? That which is not there in three periods of time, like horn of a rabbit, like a sky flower, akash puspa, bandhya putra. So we can't say avidya as asat. So anything which is neither sat nor asat is said is anirvachaniya. In a particular way, Only in this context we will say anarvijñani, because we can't call it sat, we can't call it asat. Therefore, it is anirvachaniya. Anadi. We are going word by word. Anadi. Anadi means, adi means which has got a beginning. Anadi means beginningless. Does that mean it has got no end? It can be ended. It is beginningless, but it can end. How it can end? By vidya. Avidya can be removed by vidya. Simple. It may be anadi, beginningless time, but it can be ended. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, in a cave, there is a darkness for millions of years. Bring a light, darkness will end instantly. Similarly, this ignorance is continuing with us for millions of lives. But it can be ended the moment you bring the light of knowledge. It will end here and now. How do you say this is anadi, beginningless? Why don't we put a date? I am ignorant of computer. I don't know. Can you give a date? I am ignorant of computer from this and this date. Guruji said, if you put a date, then there will be three things. There will be falsification. Three things will happen. Can you say that I am ignorant of computer from 1st of January 2016? If I say so, that means before that I had the knowledge of computer. Is that fact? If you still say, no, I was ignorant before that date, can ignorance come from the ignorance itself? No. If you say, no, there was no ignorance before 1st of January 2000, I said 2016, 2015, make it. 1st January 2015, so before 1st January 2015, there was void. There was no ignorance, no knowledge, it was sunya, void. Can ignorance come from void? No, it can't come. So from knowledge, ignorance can't come. Before 1st January 2015, I can't say, I am master of computer. From that date I became ignorant. So from the knowledge it cannot come, ignorance. From ignorance it cannot come, ignorance. From sunya, from void, ignorance cannot come. Therefore, anadi, beginningless time. So our avidya is continuing from beginningless time. Good. The nature of the ignorance is avidya rupam. Like in the sthula sarir and sukshma sarir, we saw the nature of them as panchikrit mancha mahabhut and apanchikrit pancha mahabhut. But this one has got no mahabhut. It is avidya rupam. And what is the function of this karan sarir? The function is sarir dvayasya karan matram. Sarir dvaya. Dvaya means two. These two sarir means gross body and subtle bodies. Sarir dvayasya karan matram. It is the cause of two bodies, gross body and subtle body. But earlier it was said, while defining the gross body and subtle body, it was said, satkarma janyam. Satkarma janyam means, we have done some karma, and out of those karma, some karma have fructified. We technically call it prarabdha. prakarsena arabdha, which we have got, I have to enjoy or suffer those fruits of action, and that is the cause of this body. And we cannot do anything about this. Even if we get realized in this body here and now, the body will not drop, the body will continue. It has to enjoy and suffer prarabdha. So the cause was said there, prarabdha. Now it is said this causal body, this karan sarir is the cause of. How do you correlate? Earlier it was said prarabdha or the karma is the cause. Now it is said avidya is the cause. How do you correlate? When we act in the world, what is the cause of action? The cause of action is a desire in us. What is the cause of desire? Vasana. What is that vasana? It's called avidya also. So avidya, avidya is what? Not knowing my own true nature. What is my true nature? I am Satchidanand. I am Ananda Swarup. I need nothing of the world to be happy. But I don't know this thing. Not knowing this thing, we feel that we are not Poorna, we are not complete. We need something to make ourselves complete or happy. And we run outward. Outward means we run to object, emotions and thought, thinking that this person, this being, this object, if I get, I will be happy. And throughout life, we have done the same thing from the outside. And we never became permanently happy. Why? They themselves are temporary. Anything which is temporary, anything which is limited in time and space, can it give me permanent sukh, unlimited sukh? No, never. Anything limited in time and space will give you only limited fruit of action. It can never give you permanent action. Sarir dvesa karan matram, not knowing the art of action. Art of action, how to act in the world, we have not learned. We didn't study chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita where Lord has said you have to do karma yoga. Without studying the karma yoga, we are acting in the world. And in the process, what has happened? Anarthakari parampara is at working. Now, anarthakari parampara, who is going to tell? Bolo amma, you know, forgotten, na? Maya. That is the function of Maya. Anarthakari parampara is avidya, kam and karma. Avidya, avidya means I am not knowing my own true nature. This is avidya. The moment you know your true nature or yourself, Atman, you are realized person. You have got the knowledge. Avidya. Not knowing that, we are trying to find out the sukh from outside and we are desires. And after desires, action. After action, fruit of action. The fruit of action when comes, either I like it, I don't like it. The thing which you like, you want to do it again and again. Which you don't like, you want to avoid it. Nahi chahiye. And continuously we are doing this thing. This is called anarthakari parampara and we all are caught up in this anarthakari parampara. Sarir dvesa karan matram sat sarup agyanam. What is this agyan? Well, sat sarup. I don't know my own sarup. Sat, Satchidanand sat. The ananda which stays for 3 period of time is called the sat. Sat chit ananda. It can be proved in one moment that we are all Satchidananda. But still we will not accept, because the Maya will come in again. Very simple. Are you existing? Are you living or dead? Are you existing? Yes. That means you are Sat. Are you able to see, hear? That is the function of Chit. Chit is there, that is why. And have you ever experienced Anand, even from the objects of the world? Yes. Tell me, are you not Satchitananda? You are. But still, Satsarup Agyanam Nirvikalpak Rupam. Vikalp means distinction, difference. But in this Agyan, Nirvikalp means no difference. There can be degrees in the knowledge. Degrees in the knowledge. Degree in the knowledge. I am master degree holder, I am PhD degree holder, I am graduate, undergraduate, I am grade 10 pass. There can be, in this knowledge, there can be degrees. But then in the ignorance, there is no degree. No degree in the ignorance. Therefore, it is called Nirvikalpak Rupam Yadasti Tatkaran Sariram. That which is there, Nirvikalpak Rupam, there is no distinction in that, that is Karan Sarir. Nirvikalp means there is no distinction there. There is no difference in there. Like in the seed, you can't see the different parts of the tree. In the mustard seed, can you see the plant inside that mustard seed? No. All mustard seeds look like same. Similarly, all the vasanas we have got millions of vasanas. They are all in the seed form. They are all Nirvikalpak Rupam. There is no distinction in between them, but when they manifest, then there will be difference. And what this does, this agyan, this vasana, this covers itself, the self. In the light of self, we know that I am ignorant. I am ignorant, that also is a thought. Thought at the mental level. That is an inert thing. But who is illuminating that? Self is illuminating. That I am ignorant. And what that ignorance is doing? It is covering the self itself. Like the clouds. What is the cause of the cloud? Sun is there. When there is a sun and the water, there is a simple identification, you cannot do anything. The water will evaporate, it will become cloud, and that cloud covers sun. It's a difficult example, very simple example. Sun is there, water is there. There is an identification, evaporation of water forms the cloud, and those clouds covers sun itself. It is covering sun, we can see in the light of sun only. Similarly, I am ignorant. Why this has come? Because of the identification of body, mind, intellect with Atman. Body, mind, intellect is there, Atman is there, the reflection will be automatic. You cannot do anything. And the moment the reflection is associated with body, mind and intellect, there will come ahankar, ego. And that ego covers my self. So the vasanas in between me and my Lord, who is the curtain? The vasana is the curtain. He is not allowing me to see. This avidya is not allowing me to see the Lord. This is Karan Sarira. Little bit difficult, but you have to reflect on it. You have to listen this tape once more to understand fully. So what we have seen, karan sin is the cause for the two bodies. What is his nature? Avidyarupam, ignorance. And this ignorance has got two adjectives, anirvachya and anadi. Why we call it anirvachya? Because it cannot be defined in a particular way. And what is that particular way? We can't say it is sat, we can't say it is asat. Anything which cannot be defined as sat or asat is called anirvachaniya. Anadi, it is from beginningless of time. That does not mean it will not end. It can be ended. How it can be ended? By knowledge. Avidya can be removed by knowledge. And here avidya is related to the knowledge of the self, not the knowledge of objective sciences. We are talking about Atmagyan here. So by Atmagyan we can remove this ignorance. Sarir dvayasya karan matram, it is the cause of the two bodies, gross body and subtle body. Earlier it was said, satkarma janyam. Satkarma janyam means for exhausting or for enjoying and suffering our prarabdha. Prarabdha means prakarsena arabdha. The karma which we have done earlier, we have to enjoy or suffer. So for that, this body we have received. And we have explained how that satkarma janyam and the karan sarir is the karan of two body, we have explained. Avidya is the cause of desire and the cause of action is desire. So this way the anarthkari parampara is continuing and we have to break this anarthkari parampara. How can you break this anarthkari parampara? By knowledge only you can break it. Karan matram sat sarupa jnanam is the ignorance of our own true nature. It does not relate, says that ignorant of computer is ignorant. No. Here sat sarup, my own true nature is sat sarup. But I don't know it, sat sarupa jnanam. Nirvikalpak rupam, there is no distinction, there is no difference in the jnana. Like you see, you go into the deep sleep, the deep sleep of a rich man or a king and the deep sleep of a poor person is a homogeneous, one and same. There is no difference there. Similarly, this agyan, there is no distinction. It is in the seedal form. Distinctions in the seed are not seen. When we see the mustard seed, we don't see the branches, leaves and everything. We can't see inside. There is no difference. All the seeds are same. Similarly, the vasanas are also all nirvikalpak rupam. They are in the seedal form. And who is the locus? Locus is I. Because I am ignorant is also a thought, a vritti. And vritti relates to mind. Mind is itself an inert thing. Do you agree, na? How do you prove? Sushma sariram kim? How this sushma sarir was made? Made of? Panchikritan mahabhuti. This mahabhuti is inert or sentient? Inert. So mind is inert or sentient? So thoughts are inert or sentient? Inert. Who illumines them? So I am ignorant itself is a thought. हो गया कारण शरीर तो नेक्स्ट टॉपिक इज अवस्था त्रय व्हाट इज अवस्था त्रय वी विल टेक अप ऑन आवर नेक्स्ट लेक्चर ओ पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओ Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.